Texte numéro 80. Sense of History. Study hopes to recreate smells of old Europe. From the pungent scent of a cigar to the gentle fragrance of roses, smells can transport us to days gone by. Now, researchers are hoping to harness the pongs of the past to do just that. Scientists, historians, and experts in artificial intelligence across the UK and Europe have announced they are teaming up for a project labelled Odoropa to identify and even recreate the aromas that would have assailed noses between the 16th and early 20th centuries. Once you start looking at printed texts published in Europe since 1500, you will find loads of references to smell, from religious scents, like the smell of incense, through to things like tobacco, said Dr. Tullett, a member of Odoropa. The first step in the project will be to develop artificial intelligence to screen historical texts in 7 languages for descriptions of odours, as well as to spot aromatic items within images, such as paintings. The information will be used to develop an online encyclopedia of European smells, including potted biographies of particular odours, together with insights into the emotions and places associated with certain scents. That could take us into all kinds of different scents, whether that is the use of herbs, like rosemary, to protect against plague, or the use of smelling salts in the 18th and 19th centuries as an antidote to fits and fainting, he said. Tullett added that a key part of the project is to highlight how the meanings and uses of different smells have changed over time, something that shows in the history of tobacco. It is a commodity that is introduced into Europe in the 16th century that starts off as being a very exotic kind of smell, but then quickly becomes part of the normal smellscape of lots of European towns. Once we are getting into the 18th century, people are complaining actively about the use of tobacco in theatres, said Tullett. He added that this smell is now disappearing from our olfactory world because of smoking bans. The team say they plan to use their findings to work with chemists and perfumers to recreate the smells of the past and explore how the odours can be delivered to enhance the experience of visitors to museums and other heritage sites. The team is not the first to engage the nostrils in the name of heritage. The Jorvik Viking Centre in York is famous for recreating the stench of the 10th century, a feature some have suggested makes a visit particularly memorable. One of the things that the Jorvik Viking Centre demonstrates is that smell can have a real impact on the way people engage with museums, said Tullett. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2020.